Hello, welcome along to this week's episode of Let's Get Running Podcast. How is the caramel kid?
What? I'm good, but more interestingly, do I need to get my violin out?
Yeah, you do. Yeah. The little violin needs to come out. Man, it was
Yeah, go on.
Well, anyway, I spoke to you on Thursday, I think it was, and I was feeling good. Accommodation was fine. Everything was all right. I had a walk around the course on Friday, race on Saturday. Maybe I walked a bit too far. I wanted to see the whole course. So I walked around the whole course, but I felt all right. I did a little bit of a jog around it, and I'd usually go for a run the day before a race. So it was all right. I felt okay. I had a good sleep. Everything was fine. Got up to the race. Just felt a bit stiff. You know, my hammy and glute were a bit stiff in the race, but nothing too bad. For everyone that has just come to this podcast, by the way, we should say, basically, we're talking about, I went and did the world, the British Mountain Running Championships, the Short Course Mountain Running Championships this weekend in Wales. And I bombed. I had a really bad race at the first hill. The first hill was it was in Wales in a place called Llanberis, which is, we were running up. Not Snowdon, but it's near Snowdon. It's called Mulelio, I think. Mulelio. So this mountain, you run up it, and we run down it, and it's a 12K course, roughly about an hour's running. Some really good runners. So Andrew Douglas, who is one of the best mountain runners in the world, he was there to do it. And the stipulation was for British Athletics, if you finished in the top, they wanted the top two would potentially go, but it would all depend on whether they thought we could be competitive in the championships, which is the world championships, is held in Patagonia. So I thought, looking around, I felt good on the day, and just going up the first hill, my legs just had nothing in them. I just was like, oh God, what's happened to my legs? And it just got worse and worse and worse. And the first climb, I'm even walking, right? So a lot of people walk on these races because it's like, it's a long old
so
climb.
Steep.
So steep, you're climbing for ages. I was even walking slower than everybody else. Do you know what I mean? Like, these guys were flying up the hill walking, and I was like, oh man, what's going wrong? Once I get into that spiral thing, it just goes. But I think I've kind of worked. I don't know whether it was a cause or effect, but since that race, I haven't been able to get out of bed. I've been so tired.
Which choice? This one here recently.
Yeah. So I ended up, I just managed to beat the first woman. Emmy Cologne.
So you didn't get chicked.
I didn't get chicked, just.
But what do you reckon? Obviously, maybe you should have got your blood test stuff before.
Well, I did get my blood test before, and I had quite a high white blood cell count. This is probably about 3 or 4 weeks before, which is like due to stress and being run down. And then since then, I've just been absolutely shattered. I've been sneezing all day yesterday, and I mean, it could have been because I did drive 6 hours straight off the bat, straight after the race, and then that probably is not going to be helpful. But I tried to run the day after. I did an hour and a bit, and I went to walk most of it because I was just so tired. I don't know what it was. I'm just absolutely screwed. So whether I come down with a bug,
if you do an hour and 20 run,
yeah,
and you decide to walk, why don't you just go home and just call it a rest day?
Because I was too far away from home.
That's why you always do loops. Don't do out and back.
Yeah, okay. You're right. But it's boring loops. I like to do a bit of a run. So out and back, and I was just so far away. And I was just, oh my God, I've got to crawl in home. So I've been knackered since. I don't know why. I was sneezing like a madman yesterday. My baby's been sick as well. So maybe it's part of that. So I don't know whether I was already ill and the race was just like, because in those kind of races, right, because it's such a good big climb, if you're not 100%, you're screwed.
And actually, is there anyone you could compare yourself to, like you've sort of beaten or been near, and where they finished?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I'm not sure, because Gary Priestley, he is, we raced against each other in Tion, and we both didn't have a good race, but I was about a minute ahead of him, maybe, in Tion, and he was fifth. So that was a good comparison, I guess.
Okay, so that's where you maybe
fourth,
should have been.
Fourth, sorry, he was fourth. Yeah, maybe I should have been around there. But you just don't know these kind of courses. And Gary's been running well now, so you know he might be improved, and I might not have done so. I think.
And what about did the selection in the end?
Well, I think nobody knows, but they haven't. I don't think they've come up with a team yet. But Andrew Douglas, who is the best guy, he won it by 2 or 3 minutes, and probably that's what that will mean is they're not going to take anyone else because the team isn't competitive, but he is. So they'll take an individual, but they won't take a team.
Then it's not too heartbreaking because even if you finish like third, you wouldn't have got picked.
Yeah, that's true. But what is heartbreaking is my big race mentality, whether it's me, do you know what I mean? Or it's just like, I don't know what it is, but I've failed every big race I've gone to, like every big thing I've built up in my head, I've failed. And not just failed, like Frankfurt, I failed miserably, right? I was terrible. This race, I failed terribly. Like when I fail, I fail real, real bad. And I just, it's a bit heartbreaking.
You're gonna have to con yourself. You're gonna have to pretend it. It doesn't matter. It's only just a race.
Yeah.
You have to not build it up.
Yeah. One thing, I didn't think I was that nervous, but Tom Adams, who was, he came third. And he said to me on the line, he said, "Why you're looking really nervous, Sean, you're right." And I was like, I'm fine. So yeah, I'm getting more nervous than I think. And yeah, it's just destroying the races. So it's probably a combination of not being 100%, being a bit over nervous. Maybe I shouldn't have done that walk the day before, but you know, I couldn't do it the day before that because I arrived late. So there's so many factors, but he's just not getting it right. And it's hard to take, but I don't know where to go from here now. I don't know it's hard. What did you think? What made you step away from it all when you decided to stop?
I was just like depressed of getting injured all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
Because when you get injured and obviously you're like just running, you just spend most of your time in the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're just like locked up inside your own house. So I was like, forget this.
Yeah. Yeah, so I can't use that excuse to quit, but
you don't need to quit, you just need to take a step back, down.
I think I need to change my goals a bit, because maybe I'm just like, it's funny because basically I had one good year, and ever since that I keep thinking I've got potential that's not fulfilled, right? So I'm keep trying, because I think I can get back to that year when I ran really well. But the fact is, I'm 37 years old. Do you know what I mean?
That's still, you're still young, you know.
You ain't even...
For long distance, you ain't even halfway.
No, I am. It's too old.
I know. There's loads of good runners. Look at me. And you moaning. You're moaning.
I'm moaning. I'm not moaning. I'm happy. But I'm bringing myself round to it. Do you know what I mean? I'm bringing myself like, you can't keep chasing these stupid, getting in the Britain team and running 220. I've got to think now. I've got to just go and enjoy racing.
Yes. You just got to like not try to be as competitive.
Yeah.
And then if you do get in good shape and you have like a blinder, then that's a bonus.
Yeah. It's hard to do. I'd be interested to talk to people who are like people similar, like I guess, that have gone through that thing of being up there and then not being up there.
That you have to do race, like say you're doing a mountain scene, it's fine because you're doing races where people don't recognise you.
Yeah.
It's only when you do races that people recognise you. Obviously, they want to beat you.
Yeah.
And then they beat you. And then when you, after the race, they're just like, well, yeah, it's like, I don't want to talk to you. Go away.
I'm thinking of just running Dutch cross country now. Just for the next few months, because like no one knows me there, I can go there and just enjoy it. And yeah, there's some good competitive races, but I'll be pretty anonymous in them. So maybe I'll just go and do that for a few months.
Yeah, that's stealth running. That's what you need to do.
Stealth running. Stealth. Bring it back. Yeah, because I'm sure I'm not in that good, not in that bad shape. But it's just one of those things, you know. And the problem is, some people have one of those things in just any old race. And the problem is I don't drop out. That's my problem, right? So if I have a bad race, I'll just keep going. And it just gets worse and worse. Most people, if they know they're having a bad race, they think, that's it. I'll sack it off. I'll fight again tomorrow. But then again, what's the best thing to do? Because if you keep sacking it off and you've always got that idea that you can step off, then you're going to keep stepping off every time it goes a little bit wrong. And everyone has a bad patch in a race. But if you're used to stepping off, then you'll step off. But then again, I get these massive lows when it's just like, yeah, I completely fail and crawl in to finish. And anyway, we'll move on.
On a happy note, let's talk about the World Championships.
Let's talk about it. Well, I haven't even asked you how you're doing. How was your weekend?
It was all right.
Yeah.
Obviously, did a track session.
Yeah, I saw you with the dog. I kept trying to comment on that, but I think my internet didn't come through.
Yeah, I didn't reply to that because there's no comeback.
What was the track session for?
Well, I sort of do a session once a month, just sort of dabble. Okay. But it's like, what did I do? I did mile four fours.
Yeah.
So it sounds like a big session, but I'm not doing it that quick. I'm just doing a session.
Yeah. Okay. So what sort of times? Give us your splits.
Here we go. It's not about the times.
No, it's about doing it. It's about ticking that box. Did your dog run all the way around with you then?
The track there is crazy. You got people walking, power walking in lane one, smoking.
Really? This is Paddington Rec, yeah?
Yeah, it's like it's the craziest track of all. You got like people cycling around and stuff.
Mm.
But no, my dog's only good for one lap. He's a sprinter.
How would she fare at the World Championships then? Is she putting up 44 seconds?
No, he ain't no Michael Johnson.
No. But we thought we'd do something special for the World Championships. We thought we'd have a bit of a prediction contest. Jermaine versus Sean. And the rules are we just got to pick one person from each event who's going to win, basically. And I reckon we're allowed to choose the same person because there's going to be times when it's just obvious that it's the same, the person's going to win, right? So you're allowed to choose the same person if you want to. You can go first. Hang on. Do you want to go first on the men or the women?
We go men and we start at men 800 because sprints, no one cares about the sprints.
No one cares. We've given up on sprints. After Usain's gone, we don't care anymore. They're all Gatlin and, like you're saying, they're all drug cheats and stuff. So we're not going to worry about that. We can't tie them all with the same brush, but we're not going to worry about sprints. We're an endurance running show. So we're going to concentrate on that. But so what do you think then for your men's 800? So if you want to join in, you can do. You can either email me, getintouch@letsgetrunning.co.uk. You can put on our Instagram post for this show. You can put a comment in there. It's going to be hard to list them all, but you can do that. You can do that on there. Or you can, I guess that's the two ways you're going to do it. You're going to Instagram it or you're going to send me a nice email with all the predictions. And then at the end, we'll see who's the winner. I reckon it's 10 points for a win. If your person gets second, nothing. If your person gets third,
no. Whoa.
Otherwise, I've got to go and work it out.
No, we want to
keep my admin to a minimum, right? So if you win, you get 10 points. That's all it is. It's all on.
What are you talking about? There's going to only be like two people doing a competition. Three people going to do competition.
Exactly.
Me, you, and your wife.
Yeah. If you want to join it, there's three people. I might even chuck in a T-shirt. I haven't decided yet. If you win, but let's see. Let's get on a prediction. So you're going to start with the men's 800. Who is your prediction? Who's going to take
it down? I'm going to choose Nigel Amos from Botswana.
Nigel Amos from Botswana. Okay. I'm going to take, I think. Do you know what I'm going to take? I'm going to take the Polish fella, Adam Kszot.
What, Kszot? No way. Lewandowski's well above him.
Is he? Lewandowski's been doing 1500.
Kszot is what ranked 23rd in the world at the moment. And Lewandowski is ranked 10th in the world. Just saying, you're picking the wrong poll. But yeah.
Okay.
Maybe you want a Polish crowd for my bus going.
Yeah, he had a good run, didn't he, that time? Do you know what? I think I'm going to go. Well, I can't decide between him and Rotich.
I don't want to sway you. Just pick who you want to pick.
Okay, Kszot. We'll go with Kszot. Let's go.
Men's 15.
How about the women's 8? Are we going to get women's 8 next?
No, we'll do men's first and then women's because otherwise I've got to keep changing it on my blimmin' tablet.
Okay, all right. This is not a sexist thing, everybody. It's just the fact that we can't change Jermaine's tablet over.
It's
here we go.
Convenience.
Well, we're both going to choose the same guy here, aren't we?
Probably not.
I'm going to go Timothy Chariot.
Yeah, I guessed you was going to pick him.
Yeah.
There's so many good people. Like, I don't know if you look down the rankings. McLuffy's doing the 15.
Is he? I hate McLuffy.
Yeah, but he's always good at championships.
Yeah, but he's so unlikable. I don't know why. There's something about him. I just think I shouldn't say that sort of thing. But anyway,
Then my boy then Suleiman from Djibouti.
Yeah,
he's running. He's fifth. I'm gonna go with my boy then Suleiman.
Suleiman. Okay, here we go. So you trained with him. You trained with him, did you, for a bit?
In Ethiopia. Yeah.
Okay.
And then what's next? Men's 5K.
Men's 5K. Who do you reckon? You're going to go a Brit for this one?
Did you say Brit?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Andy Butchart's good. Andy Butchart's really good. But he's not going to win, I know that. But
I do want to get points, you know.
Yeah.
I do want to get... I'm going to go for Talahan Vakili.
Okay. He's a world lead, right?
You're damn right. I'm looking at the fastest people. You
yeah. I think I'm gonna go Ethiopia, but I can't decide between Berega. Let's go Gebrewet. Let's go Gebrewet for me. I'll take it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, Gebrewet's my choice.
10K.
I'm definitely going the Ugandan fellow, what's his name? Cheptegei. He's my number one.
Where is he on the rankings?
Is he in there? No, he's not in there, but I know he's my number one. Okay. Joshua Cheptegei for me.
I'm going... let's go... That Gebrewet. He's doing 10K.
Is he doing it? Is he?
Well, but he's dead. They're the fastest down for 10K as well.
Oh,
so they must be doubling up.
Okay. Well, world lead he is at the moment. Well, Solomon Berega's pretty good. And what about Kajelka, that guy?
No, I wasn't going to pick Kajelka because all three of them did the same. They ran in the same race and he got out sprinted. So,
oh, did he?
Gonna get a guess.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Okay, here we go. So, not him. So, you've gone for Gebrewet. I've gone for Cheptegei. Onto the men's marathon. This is going to be a hard one. Who's going to actually do it?
Well, we got steeplechase after this.
Ah, steeplechase. We'll go back to the steeplechase then, yeah. What's your steeplechase prediction?
Wait a minute.
Mine's in Ethiopia, and those Ethiopian guys been running real
well. I'm going Benjamin Kingen, the Kenyan.
Okay. I'm going to go for...
He's not the fastest, but the Kenyans always come up trumps on the steeplechase.
That is true. What about that guy? Is it Kapruto? Cornelius Kapruto? Is he still doing it?
No, he's not down here.
Okay.
The fastest guy is some guy from Morocco.
I've seen him. He's tall. He's really tall. I'm not sure.
804. Woo!
Oh, jeez. I think I'm going to go for the Wale from Ethiopia. Getting at Wale. I've seen a couple of races he's been at the front of. He's probably peaked way too soon. But anyway, I'm going to go for him because I like Ethiopia. So I'm going to go for the Wale. Yeah. Here we go.
Okay, marathon.
Marathon. Okay, so for me, I don't know who's doing it. I mean, you can't look at the rankings for that because who knows who's going to turn up. But I reckon it might be, let's go for a Kenyan this one round. Hang on, here we go. Is Abel Karui doing it? No, he's not doing it.
Chogi, the fastest. No.
Yeah, but he's not going, is he? So the entry list are, on paper, the fastest in the actual race is, I definitely know who I'm going to go for. There's all Ethiopians are the fastest in the entry list. So I'm going to go for...
Ethiopia are ruling the endurance at the moment.
Yeah, I'm going for Moul Yashin. Do you know why I'm going for Moul Yashin?
Go on.
Is Yashin? Well, basically, he came third in London, 2:03. But also, I bumped into him when I was in Ethiopia. I made a lovely chat for about 20 minutes, this guy. And then I saw him again in Amsterdam, and he couldn't remember who the hell I was. So that's why I like him. He completely forgot
who
I was.
Him.
I thought we were friends. I went up to him and said, hey, Mule, how are you? And he's like, oh, I don't know who you are. So yeah. He's a good guy. He didn't mean to forget me. I'm just a forgettable person. But I'm going to choose him as my winner, Moul Yashin. It's spelled W. Am I pronouncing this right? W A S I H U N. That's my guy. He's third place. We got him.
Okay.
Who are you going
for? I'm choosing the guy from the Netherlands, Abdi Nagy. Nagy?
Okay. Is he running?
I don't know, but I'm picking him.
He's good. He's a good man as well. He's a nice guy. He trains out with Mo and stuff. He's done something recently. He was third at the Great North Run, wasn't he? Yeah,
so,
he was.
He's my pick. He's down like 25th in the world, but 25th, like 206.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he's only behind Mo and some Turkish guy for Europeans.
Wow. Okay. There's interestingly for him, he trains a bit with Mo. What do they call their group now? Because he's not in the obviously Project Origin. They call it something I forget, but they all train out in Sendafa in Ethiopia. And one of the guys called Mohammed is another Dutch guy. He ran the Dam Talk Dam, was like third this year out of absolutely nothing. I know he's good, but I've beaten him at the Dam Talk Dam and I've run 50 minutes. Do you know what I mean? And he won. He was third. He was like 46 minutes, this guy. But he's been training with Mo. So either they're doing some really tough training or the altitude's working for that guy. So that's cool. He's running well.
Let's go women. 800.
Let's go women before I get myself in trouble. Here we go. So what do you reckon? We're both going to go for the same one here, surely.
You're damn right. I'm going for Wham. Wham.
Who?
I'm going for Caster Semenya.
She's not running, is she?
She's down in the 800. I know she's top of the rankings, but
AG Wilson is my number one. Yeah, I don't think Semenya's doing it.
No way.
Yeah, you got to choose someone else. Yeah, it says here AJ Wilson's going to start as the fastest woman in the field, 157. That's definitely my pick.
Let's go the one from Burundi, Franchine.
She ain't doing it.
I got my picks. I'm on the wrong website. You know what? I'm going for the Jamaican.
Okay, yes. Yeah, she's all right. She's allowed in there.
Natoya Goyle.
Yeah. She's running. Yeah. She's there. You can have her. She's done 157.90 to this week. But she was fifth. She was fifth in the Diamond League final. So good luck with that one. I'm taking AJ Wilson.
Maybe I should have went for the Brits on them.
Yeah. Lindsay Sharp might have a good one. I reckon we might get a medal out of that one for Britain.
Okay, women's 15.
Women's 15. Well, I think I'm going to go bold. And I'm going to go for Laura Muir.
Ooh. That's going to be tough.
Oh, the only thing is she's been injured, hasn't she? That's the only problem. She would have been my big bet.
Well, I know DeBarber's injured.
Yeah. I wouldn't bet on DeBarber anyway, man. She just has trouble going through rounds.
She bombs in championships, yeah. Hassan's got to be top pick.
Well, apparently she might not be doing it. So she's going to do the 10K and then she's going to decide 5 or 15. So, yeah, she's not sure she's going to do 15. So I'm going to hedge my bets and think she's not going to do it. And therefore, yeah, guess against her. But the one person that might be doing it is that German girl. Have you seen recently? She's really good, really strong performances. She's called Klosterhaufen.
Yeah, I see her.
She's part of the Oregon Project, I think. She runs out with Hassan, the Dutch girl. So I don't know. She might be doing it.
I'm sticking with Hassan.
Go with Hassan. You got it.
All my women's picks are not going to be being running.
Jermaine's basically gone from the rankings. That's his problem. He's just gone for the fastest woman in the world.
Right, so... At least if they show up, they're winning.
Yeah. So what do you reckon for the 5,000? Are you going to go with Hassan again? Is he going to go with a double?
Well, I can cover my bets then, can't I?
Yeah.
Because if she does one... Yeah, I'm going to go with Hassan again.
Go with Hassan. I'm going to go with Hassan too. We're both allowed the same one, right? This time?
Yeah, you said...
Yeah, that's cool.
Women's 10.
So that's it. Women's 10. Let's have a look. I think for me, it's probably going to be Hassan, to be honest. But
no.
I think she's going to double. I think she's going to take 10 and...
5 or 15.
Yeah.
She's going to triple.
She's going to triple. She's going to do all three. What about Kenya? We haven't picked many Kenyans so far, have we?
But the Kenyans are getting smoked. Ethiopia's just dominating.
Yeah. But that, I reckon Ethiopians might have...
overcooked
peaked,
it.
Yeah, overcooked it, peaked too soon, because it's quite a late championship, right? So they've been... Let's see. Well, there's obviously Abiri is a pretty strong Kenyan. Agnes Tirop is pretty good. She was second.
I'll go for the American, Emily Sisson.
No way. You're going bold.
you got to throw it out there, you know.
Okay, so I've gone for Hassan, you've gone for the American. I think I'm going to win this contest, by the way.
Remember, it's, if they win, you get points. It's not second and third. That's so true. It's all or nothing. It's That's all true. Or nothing.
So what are we going for the steeplechase then? Who do you think? It's got to be a Kenyan, surely. We can't ignore them for every single event. What do you think?
Well, I picked Kenyan for men's steeple, so obviously it's the same in the women's.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm going to choose Beatrice...
Chipkoech.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So I might try and throw something out there. I'm going to go with... at the previous medalist, so Coburn won it last time, didn't she? She won the gold. And do you know what? I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Coburn again. She's going to repeat. She won last year's championship... Well, last 2017 championship.
Emma Coburn you're talking about?
Yeah. I'll take her. Here we go. Oh boy, here we go. And then the marathon final one.
It's just loaded.
So we've got Ruth Chepnagich. I'm probably not saying that right, but she's with the fastest lady this year.
You know what I'm picking?
Who?
I'm liking a look at this Israeli, you know.
We've seen her run, man. She ran at the
Salpeta,
yeah. She got beaten by Steph Twell at the night of the 10,000 metres. Did you watch that, remember? Couple of months back, over in England, the 10,000 metre trial at Parliament Hill, she was way ahead. She got roped in. I think she'd just done the Prague Marathon and run pretty well. But she got beat. So I don't know.
Yeah, I'm picking. Yeah, she did 2:19.
Yeah, I think it's hard to ignore Chariot. Is Vivian Chariot doing it?
I don't know who's doing it because I'm picking people that are just top of the rankings.
Well, last time was Rose Chelimo from Bahrain, wasn't it? She won it, and she's back. She's back to defend her title. But I reckon I might go for... I'm going to take the fastest lady in the world, Ruth Chepnagich. So I'm going to take her. She's going to go with my pick. So she's run 2:07. Actually, the thing is, the reason why I've gone for that is she ran it in Dubai. So she knows how to run in the heat. So I'm going to go.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But that was in January. But I suppose marathon, that's fine. That's loads of time to recover.
Well, I read something this morning about how it's that marathon is on, I don't know if it's the same with the men's marathon. They're holding it like 2 in the morning or something, or 1 in, or 12 at night. So
it's because, no, it's super early in the morning because it's cooler.
Okay. But that
way. It starts off like 2 o'clock in the morning and ends up finishing like 5 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock, you know, like.
Okay. And because apparently it's the same time zone as us, so it's going to be hard for us to get used to running that late. Certainly the Kenyans and Ethiopians, I think it's like the same time zone or similar. So therefore, they're going to struggle because no one likes running at 2 in the morning or whatever. And
all depends. If you're used to going out clubbing, you're fine.
Sammy Wanjiru, isn't it? He was the party animal who was the best marathon runner in the world. He'd have been fine with this, God rest his soul. If only he hadn't been pushed to his death. Anyway, but he would have been great. I reckon it might be him. You might see an American, apparently, because the American, if you match up their time zones, it works pretty well. So it works like, it'd be something like it's 5 o'clock American time. Obviously, America's a massive country and there's loads of different time zones. But I think it would work out that if you are, the American girls would be used to running at that sort of time. So you might see an American medalist. You never know. But that's it. That's our prediction. So, hopefully, we can have a good World Championships to watch in a couple of weeks' time. Oh, well, it's starting this week, isn't it?
Yes, this Friday.
Are you able to tear yourself away from the rugby, though, Jermaine?
Well, that's the problem. Is like, you know, like last time there was a big sport. All the sporting events were at the same time. Yeah. When they clash, obviously popularity takes over.
Yeah.
And there's no big name. Like when USAP brought the other, everyone was, you know, showing up athletics. Yeah. Now athletics is like. Everyone's like, you know, shrugging their shoulders, especially when it's halfway across in Dubai.
Yeah, at different times of the day. Yeah, it's not good, is it? Yeah, then they're not doing particularly well. It's not been going down. I think the IFF under certain amount of scrutiny for this event. I think a lot of people are pretty fed up with the way things are going. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see how the championship goes. We'll enjoy it. Do you think we can have any British winners?
Let's hope so. But you never know. I think it's just going to be African dominated, just because like the conditions.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe the sprints though. Maybe
sprints is that's sprints. It doesn't matter. Because they just turn up and they love the heat, don't they? Just turn up and run fast.
Yeah. Well, it might be Dina Asher-Smith's going to be our biggest hope, isn't she? I guess to bring something back. But hey, we'll see. We'll see. And you're busy this weekend. You're off on the buses.
I'm on the buses like crazy stuff. I'll tell you what happened recently.
Yeah.
So I'm driving in the morning, and someone gets on the bus and says, you know, morning. I'm like, all right, morning. And then when he gets off, he says like, bye and stuff. I was thinking, he's there, pretty friendly.
Yeah.
So the next day, I'm coming to the same stop. There's no one there. Yeah. And I see someone come sprinting out of their side row. And I recognize the guy. It's the same guy. So he's like, you know what? I'm going to stop for him. There was no stop. But yeah. I stopped for him. That's the kid. He was nice to me yesterday, you know?
Yeah.
And he really... So now I see him. He's trying to give me high fives and stuff. I'm like, well, okay. Let's calm it down. Let's calm it down. But it pays to be friendly. Because... Okay. The same situation happened again where I went past the stop. It was raining and someone comes sprinting across the road. And I was thinking, okay, 5 o'clock in the morning, it's raining. I'll let you on. I let him on. And he didn't even say thank you. I was like, what? Right?
Yeah.
So the next day, it's not raining, but it's still early. I passed the stop. He comes sprinting across the road again. I was like, you ain't getting on this bus, fool. And I just drove off with that shit.
So everybody in London's buses, if you see Jermaine, you've got to be nice, or else he ain't going to pick you up next time.
Not just me, but you think you'd be nice, it might help you out in the long run when you actually, you know, like you're going to miss the bus by a couple of seconds. They might recognise you, you know.
A lesson from the buses is a lesson in life, everybody. Be nice to each other. It's nice to be nice to each other. Right, well, I'll let you get on. I'm going to go and wallow in my misery and think about a new challenge. Well, maybe not a new challenge. Maybe I'm just going to enjoy running for a bit and go out for runs and stuff. So I'm going to go and get myself together, go back to bed for a bit, chill out. Yeah, you haven't done any Pokemon, have you, this weekend?
No Pokemon this weekend. I did it 2 weeks ago, and I just missed out on getting some points, so... I'm behind on points.
Ah, jeez. Well, never, not the Sheffield one.
Not the Sheffield one. I did a one in Chillingham.
Yeah.
And so top eight was going to get points, and I was tied eighth.
Oh, no.
So the guy got over me on percentage of people he played, so he played better opponents.
Oh, no.
I was like, wah! But some of the people I was playing was hilarious. I was playing this kid. He was like 14.
Yeah.
But he was ranked 20th in Europe.
No.
So I was like, oh, I was thinking, crap, I can't win this. I managed to squeeze a tie out of him.
Oh, really? Oh, nice, mate. Yeah. He's going all right.
He weren't happy. The kid weren't happy.
Well, good luck. Keep it going, man. We need to see you on the bringing back this $5,000. Somebody's going to get paid.
Right. I wear my full GB kit going to the next Pokemon, yeah?
That'll scare him up. Right, here we go. I'm going to leave you to it. We'll speak again soon.
Bye.
Cheers, man.
All right, see ya. Bye. Bye.